You're listening to Sabah al-Muslimin Radio Islam International. There will be disastrous consequences for South African Muslim community if people take up the call to register as non-resident Indians, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi wants. This is the view of well-known academic and the executive director of the Afro-Middle East Center in Johannesburg, Naeem Jina. We welcome him on Radio Islam to discuss his views. Naeem, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program. Naeem, in terms of how do we define ourselves as Muslims, you know, in South Africa, how do we go about doing that, and what is your thoughts on that matter?
Well, you know, as I say in the article, it's actually quite unique about the South African Muslim community. There's a sense of identity that is very South African. You know, anywhere in the world that you travel and you look at, particularly in the Western world, and you talk to people that belong to Muslim communities, there's either a kind of internal tussle between them belonging to, let's say, France and Morocco or whatever the case might be. Or there's a sense that they need to break away from one or the other. South African Muslims don't have this issue. In general, the sense is that we are very South African. We don't have connections to any other place, really. I mean, there might be connections, there might be relatives and that kind of thing, but a psychological connection to say, well, you know, that's my homeland, etc. Whichever part of the South African Muslim community we're talking about. And that, I think, has been a very useful, very valuable asset for us in our living in this country. And for, you know, for some of us who have the opportunity to travel and meet Muslims from other parts of the world, we particularly saw this value after 2001. When Muslims in various Western countries were scrambling to kind of repackage themselves. Muslims in the US, for example, suddenly wanted to be seen more as Americans than anything else. You know, that kind of thing, because they had seen themselves as community before that as immigrants, and they were seen as immigrants. Of course, excluding African-American Muslims who are very much American. In South Africa, we haven't had that issue. And as a result, the kind of Islamophobia that goes with xenophobia that we've seen in North America or in Australia or in Europe also doesn't feature in South Africa, because we're talking about a community, about people who are just completely South African.
Yes, now... what makes the Muslim community of South Africa so different or unique from Muslims in other parts of the world?
This is the kind of million-dollar question. I'm not entirely sure why it is that South African Muslims are different in this regard. I mean, you know, until a few years ago, And with the events of 2001 and following that, I think things are changing somewhat in other parts of the world. But until a few years ago, you know, if you went to Britain, for example, and you met Muslims who were third or fourth generation British, but whose grandparents, say, came from, let's say, India, they still seemed very Indian, and even to this day, you'll find that in Britain, for example, very Indian, even to the extent that many people talk with an Indian accent. Many people want their children to get husbands and wives from India, that kind of thing. This has not been the case in South Africa. And the question of why is the important question. I'm not entirely sure what the reason is. There just seems to have been a sense of belonging to this place by Muslims. And, you know, some people have asked me in the past, does it have anything to do with the anti-apartheid struggle? I'm not so sure that was as big a factor. I think it's, in fact, the other way around. It was because Muslims have the sense of belonging to South Africa that they were involved, those that were, in the anti-apartheid struggle, not that it was the struggle that gave them the sense of identity. So there's a very long answer to say, I don't know. I don't know why South African Muslims have this sense of identity with South Africa and the sense of belonging in South Africa.
While we speak about the identity and belonging, does this that automatically mean that the Muslim community is free of issues such as racism and tribalism?
Unfortunately not. I think that the Muslim community or Muslims in South Africa are not free of those things. I mean, we have our fair share, well, I suppose I should say more than our fair share. There's no such thing as a fair share of racists within our community, of sexists, of tribalists, all of those kinds of things. Even within the Muslim community, we find discrimination on the basis of color, on the basis of language, and all kinds of things. So those things do exist. The point I made in the article and I've made to other people since the article came out is that those things do exist, and those things we need to fight against. And I mean, I know these are issues that are raised regularly on Radio Islam as well. But despite that, let me be blunt, despite the fact that you might have Muslims who are, you know, descendants of Indians, for example, who might not like Africans, they might be racist, they're still South African. And neither they nor others, nor Africans, for example, would be able to say that they belong elsewhere. So you would be hard pressed to find a Muslim who behaves badly in South Africa being told to go back home. Such a statement will not make sense either to the Muslim person to whom it's being told, or in fact to the person who says it. Because, you know, what does home mean? If you ask me which is, you know, the kind of thing that my grandparents' generation would ask, where are you from? My response would be Durban, you know, with all the baggage that means, but that's it. That's where I'm from.
Now, in terms of Islamophobia, would you say that South Africans truly don't understand what is Islamophobia?
Yeah, in the kind of way in which Islamophobia is spoken about by particularly Muslims in the West, no, I don't think we do. You know, when you follow the experiences of Muslims, let's say in the United States or France, in the U.S., every time there's some kind of an issue. So recently there was that Orlando attack on the gay club. You read reports of Muslims in the U.S. Afraid to go to the masjid immediately after that kind of thing happens. To have a whole family discussion, should we go to the masjid this week or not? Or going to the masjid, coming out of the masjid and seeing men standing there, big men with automatic rifles, swearing at them, shouting at them, pulling scarves off women's heads, pigs' heads at the door of the masjid, that kind of thing. Now, in South Africa, yes, you know, we have the odd Islamophobic article in the newspaper that we need to respond to. There's an odd incident here or there, and we have had, I mean, we've had a few years ago one person that was killed, one Muslim that was killed in some small town as a result of this kind of Islamophobia. But in general, we don't have the same experience as Muslims in the US or France or other parts of Europe. We don't really have to fear that there might be a situation where headscarves or hijab would be banned in South Africa, or minarets would be banned in South Africa. You know, it's not something that features in our imagination. So I think that we don't understand what Islamophobia means in the same way that Muslims in other parts of the world understand and experience it. But I think that what that should mean is that we must continue being vigilant to protect the constitutional rights that are given to all people. If we stand up for the rights of all people, that means that we're protecting our rights as individuals and as communities as well.
Naeem, how fragile is this uniqueness, especially in light of the recent visit by the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to South Africa, and especially the call by Modi and his supporters in South Africa to register as non-resident Indians or overseas citizens of India?
At the moment, I don't think it's fragile. I think that that identity of Muslims in South Africa is pretty strong, but perhaps that strength is a facade. And I say that because with this visit, Modi's visit to South Africa, there were a number of people that were talking about the offer that has been made. Now Modi's people in South Africa, BJP supporters in particular, have been working for a while trying to get descendants of Indians in South Africa to register, either as non-resident Indians or as they call overseas citizens of India, more likely the latter than the former, overseas citizens of India. They haven't had much success. But what they're doing now with Modi's visit, and they particularly trying to target business people to say that there's huge business benefits for you if you register, if you take up this registration, etc. If we start seeing a significant section of the Muslim community, you know, when I say significant section, I'm not talking about large numbers, but a few dozen prominent Muslim people starting to take up this status, very quickly and very suddenly we'll find that there is a fragility that we didn't think existed. And that fragility being that our position then within South Africa for ourselves and for others starts coming into question. If South African Muslims start developing alternate identities, or an identity where we start to think that actually there's another homeland apart from where we live, and I'm not talking about in a religious sense, you know, that you think yes, you know, Makkah and Medina are what we aspire to, or that we have an attachment to Al-Aqsa and Jerusalem. I'm not talking about that kind of thing, but in terms of a national identity. If this kind of thing starts taking root, we'll find very quickly that kind of unique position that I'm talking about we have, that will disappear very quickly. And so from that point of view, it's not fragile in this moment, but it could very quickly become so if we start developing that. And that's why I said that I thought that Modi's call was very dangerous for Muslims in particular in South Africa.
Interesting perspective that you share with us, Naeem. We appreciate your time as always on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
That is Naeem Jina from the Afro Middle East Center saying, don't take up that call to register as a non-resident Indian or as an overseas citizen of India. And he's saying that he's gishing his reasoning behind that. It will take away the uniqueness of the South African situation. We air for you a short bit of a nasheed, and then I want to read you some of the responses that have come through.